All right, folks, we are back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Friday. We've made it through another week. Now, the exciting part, making it through the weekend. I know you're thinking, oh, it's raining out there. The criminal element will not be around to harass because they're in out of the weather. Okay, at your own risk, you can believe that if you want to. But I would suggest to you, that ain't so. And if you can't stand pain, you need to be out of Jackson by 6 p.m. today. That would be another hour and 53 minutes. Now, you don't have to because I know you love everybody and everybody loves you. But that don't mean they won't rob you. Some of the most heinous crimes have been perpetrated by people who love their victims. Don't you be that victim. So a word of warning to the wise is usually sufficient. To a fool, it does no good. But anyway, the Gun and Knife Club is going to be kicking off in an hour and 52 minutes. And that's when, for those of you visiting Jackson for the very first time, you're thinking, Gun and Knife Club, I ain't joining nothing. You ain't going, bruh, you are a member of the Gun and Knife Club whether you want to be or not. The only question is whether you're armed or unarmed, dead or alive. So you need to take the advice of the strong man and prepare yourself by getting out of Jackson, put Jackson in your rearview mirror, or be strapped down in Jacktown and be prepared for any eventuality. And as you know, the policy of the coroner here is that they don't do autopsy on people who've been shot, stabbed, beaten. Now, if you die of what appears to be natural causes, then they're just curious Georges at that point. That's peculiar. Find him on the streets of Jackson, just dead. He was broke. Pockets were empty, turned out. But we can't determine the cause of death. And speaking of that, have you guys been following the Kingfish's website, jacksonjambalaya.com? This missing person, I think they revealed that the gentleman was found dead. His body was found in the river. Mr. Dawal Mobile. Dawal Mobile. I don't know what to think of it. I mean, I don't know. You know, people do die. I mean, you know, and accidents do happen. And you guys are dragging the wife all through the social media. And, of course, she's in a weird position because, you know, hey, the guy's gone and she was looking for him and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I don't know. It's the same way with the Dennis Sweets, that case with George, what's her name? The guy that only got an $18,000 settlement for his death from the city. You know, there's just so many things that, you know, well, not just his death and the death of the other young man found on the interstate. You know, sometimes things just happen. Can put you in an awkward situation and make it look like, okay, he's guilty of something. And it may not be. It just may be the way things are looking. So I don't know. But I got other fish to fry. I mean, you know, I can only split my attention between so many things. I mean, you know. But anyway, we wish a resolution to the family of Mr. Mabio. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, let's move on with today's show. Our number here is 601. It's 879-0002. Hotline numbers brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. So you can give them a call, 326-2755, area code 601. And President Trump has some good news come down for him today. A lot more good news. Of course, the trial up there in New York, the headlines that they're playing is making it look like, oh, my God, they got him dead to right. Or, folks, there's no crime. They're saying all these things be so because he was trying to do what? Cover up a crime for who? For the election? What politician does not try to put their best foot forward? And why would Trump be any different? And what is illegal about it? To date, all they're doing is bring out a lot of sensational headlines, but they haven't proved what crime he's committed. And then it was testified today that Trump's name wasn't signed on any checks. The guy that the prosecution, Al Bragg, brought in to buttress his argument that President Trump was paying bribe money, said that, yeah, we had a deal worked out, but Trump never signed the check. He never signed it. He never signed the deal or the check. So that leaves a lot of room for the guy to just be outright lying. Well, I don't have a signed copy of this deal that I'm saying that he did because he didn't sign it. But you said we had a deal. So how do we know that this so-called deal wasn't drawn up for the purposes of this courtroom, this court case? Look at all these leap of faith they want us to take as it relates to us believing that Trump is guilty of something. And yet, they can't tell you what crime he's guilty of covering up. Because they're saying that the entry in the business books was to cover up a crime, but the trial's been going on for 2 weeks, and they haven't revealed what that crime is. So to those who say that when Trump said that blacks could empathize with him, his plight, because of his legal drama, isn't that what we always complain about, how our land was stripped from us, how we couldn't sit on juries, how we couldn't testify against a white man? Yeah, you would think there would be some affinity there, but as I've told you down through the years, there's one thing that we're ungrateful. Everybody that's tried to go to bat for us and help us out, we've turned our back on, even Jesus Christ. That's right. When he sent Dr. King and Medgar and all the civil rights workers to stand stout and strong and tall against the forces of white evil Democrats, well, once we got the freedom that they died for, what did we do? Became the tent pole of the Democrat Party. Make it make sense. So Trump is on solid ground to say that. And there are blacks who empathize with a man being dogged out and mistreated. I'm certainly one of those. I don't appreciate it at all. If you say this man is all that you say he is, you shouldn't have to make anything up. His every waking hour should be dripping with criminality that you can convict him on. But you're on the stand, lying like tacked down carpet, flat lying. I've got let me pull this up here so you can see with hear with your own ears. This is this is coming from the Gateway Pundit. And this is the out of the case down there in down in Florida. Here it goes. And also, Joe Biden has gone after one of his own for crossing him. Joe's a gangster. A longtime Democrat congressman down there on the border with Texas and Mexico, Mr. Cuervo, is being charged with money laundering and federal bribery by the DOJ, faces 204 years in prison. He was one of those who told the president, you need to get the border under control. And the president doesn't like being told what to do by people who he think are less than him. So as a result, Joe Biden's Justice Department is going after this man, like they're going after Donald J. Trump. And those of you who are Biden supporters, those of you who are going to be voting blue in the next election cycle, you want this kind of thing to continue because you're in Joe's good graces right now. But wait till you're not. You're going to long for the day when the justice was blind. And in further corrupt DOJ news, from the Gateway Pundit by Christina Lala, it was all a setup. Newly unsealed documents reveal Jack Smith's top prosecutor met with top Biden aide before any classified docs were found at Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden kept claiming, hey, no, I don't know anything about it. Newly unsealed documents in Jack Smith's classified document case against President Donald Trump proves Biden DOJ set up Donald Trump. The unsealed motion reveals Jack Smith's top prosecutor, Jay Bratt, met with top Biden aide in September of 2021. They didn't raid him to 2023. Before any classified documents were discovered at Mar-a-Lago. Well, this is important how this went down. Per Julie Kelly, Jay Bratt, who led the investigation into the classified docs, then moved to Jack Smith's team after he was appointed, met with aide to the White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain in September 2021. Last week, Judge Eileen Cannon unsealed these records. The day before Jack Smith indicted Donald Trump in the classified document case, the National Archives General Counsel, Gary Stern, was at the Biden White House and met with Joe Biden's White House lawyer, Richard Sauber. The General Counsel of National Archives was working with Biden's White House and DOJ as early as August of 2021, 1 year before the Mar-a-Lago raid. Furthermore, according to unsealed documents, an unidentified witness told DOJ prosecutor Michael Thakur that the Trump administration ended the General Service Administration's that after the Trump administration ended, the General Service Administration stored six pallets of boxes in a Virginia warehouse. They eventually contacted Trump's team and told them to come pick up. Bruh. All right, little CIA interference there, folks. They don't want the truth to go forward, but truth it shall rise again. All right, folks, continue on with the article from the Gateway Pundit. Furthermore, according to unsealed documents, an unidentified witness, Michael Thakur, that after the Trump administration ended, the General Services Administration stored six pallets of boxes in an off-site warehouse in Virginia. They eventually contacted Trump's team and told them to come pick up the boxes. These were the very same boxes that ended up having the documents with classified markings on them that the FBI displayed on the floor of Mar-a-Lago as evidence of Trump having kept the articles, or kept in the documents. The boxes were dumped outside of a D.C., dumped outside of D.C. in a Virginia warehouse and then ends up at Mar-a-Lago. Trump went after Jack Smith in his Truth Social post on Saturday night after the bombshell documents revealed that the Biden DOJ coordinated with the National Archives to set President Trump up. Wow, looks like deranged Jack, a real sicko, got caught. Big stuff. Trump continued his attack against Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday morning in remarks outside of the New York State Courthouse. You probably saw last night that Jack Smith got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Trump continued, the whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes, including this civil case. They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by the Democrat judges and prosecutors, and people are getting it and understanding it now. In addition to that, the so-called insiders that the FBI said they had, who gave them information on Trump, what the FBI did, contacted some people who worked in the Mar-a-Lago house and said, for national security purposes, we need to talk with you. And folks, whenever the FBI comes to talk, you say, no, you need to talk to my attorney. Don't say nothing. Don't say anything other than I need to talk to my attorney. I need to have my attorney present, communicate through them. Now, what they did, the guy thinking, just like Michael Flynn, they told Michael Flynn, hey, we just want to chat with you. They didn't tell the guy that he was under investigation or that there's an investigation going on. They started asking him a series of questions. Hey, okay, so these boxes of documents, where did you move them here? Were they moved there? Who moved them? Oh, well, you know, see, the bottom line is because he doesn't have security clearance, he wasn't supposed to touch the boxes. It's kind of like the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, President Trump told me to move them from there to there, there, there. So after he got done telling them this, then they come back and say, well, we're charging you with handling classified documents, lying to the FBI. You said you moved them here 6 feet, and it was actually 7 feet. A process crime. They threatened this guy with massive jail time if he didn't find some evidence that he could link President Trump to all this and give him inside information on how the documents were moved around, what could be found where, et cetera. Because they already knew what was in the boxes. See, this is the problem that I have with Barbara, Mike, and all these other folks. You ain't even interested in doing right. You ain't interested in being right. Okay, it's one thing you don't like Donald Trump. But that has nothing to do with your willingness to do wrong. Your willingness to do wrong. Even if Donald Trump happens to be all the things that you believe him to be, why you got to be like that? Because these people are seared. Their conscience is seared. Jesus is nothing but a hustle. If they can get people to follow them, to be with them, and yada, 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 they'll do it. But if Jesus had to look them in their eyes, what would you say in my name? Let me have a sidebar. Let me holler at you a minute, Jesus. These people aren't serious, man. I mean, come on, dude. There's got to be a modicum of integrity and character that will prevent you saying, well, you know, no, I don't agree with his politics, don't agree with him, yada, yada, yada. But I don't want the man done wrong. And if he's as bad as y'all say he is, why y'all lying? Why you stay? This is why I keep saying, say what you will about Donald Trump. You couldn't live up to his standards. And he's just the man. So when they gave the subpoena, do you have anything with classified markings? You have any other documents? It was the cover page that they slipped in there to make sure that they had something that they knew they would come up with if they raided his house. Just the cover page that said classified marking, not the actual document of whatever was happening in North Korea or whatever. None of that stuff. Just the document, just the words classified document on a page of white paper, which they planted in the boxes. These people are just evil, but they portray it to the nation. Oh, he had all these secret documents. And you trying to tell me you don't believe they stole the election. Okay. Bro, if that's what you want to believe, that's fine. You're not going to benefit from believing that lie. You're dealing with evil people. You're making a pact with the devil. And you're not going to come out ahead on it. But all I can say to you is good luck. Trump is going to be exonerated. He's going to be restored. The guy that I serve is able to do these things, whether I'm here to see it or not. I stand on the word and my faithfulness that he will deliver this man. Because he sent this man on this mission. He wouldn't have sent him through all this on a humbug. This is why I keep saying about the left, folks. You can't go wrong dissing these people and dismissing them. If you have a large number of these folks who vote in your air is going to go down. Our nation was blessed because of the modicum of respect and concern and adherence we had to his word. And his grace, his promiscuous grace, man, covered us all these years with so much blessing. And you can't even see it. And you've been spending your whole life proud to tell people how many years you've been with the Lord. But you'll embrace a lie for to give you a foot advancement over somebody else. Man, I can't believe. And bruh, Lord knows, I don't know the word backwards and forwards. I ain't read the Bible 4 or 5 times in a year. I ain't done any of that stuff. But I do know And you can rely that what I do know, I'm trying to adhere to and do. But you done studied, and you tell people how much you done studied. And you're willing to jettison it all away. Bro, you're in the flesh. I'm sorry, who do we have? Oh, we got Mobile Bob. I didn't see you there, buddy. What's going on?
And this is why they sometimes, I've heard one guy say that lying to federal agents shouldn't be punishable because these are the kind of games they play.
Right.
They'll entrap you and claim you lied and then get you on some kind of process claim. Now, until you're in a court, unless somebody swears you under oath, you can lie to them to the cows. You should be allowed to them to the cows come home. Or like you said, don't even talk to them at all, which is what it's coming to. Just don't talk to them.
It's just unbelievable. And, you know, they got the little the guy working maintenance or security there. He's twisting in the wind. He's caught up in these international politics. And these people don't care who they destroy. That's why I said, when I realized these people will kill babies, I mean, I'm talking about after they pull the baby out of the mother's womb and stick scissors in the back of their head. Bruh, I don't want to hear anything you tell me about morals, the Ten Commandments, or anything else. You will kill a child. No.
Like they set up Michael Flynn when they first got in there. Comey admitted that you set the man up. It's what they do. They don't like you, they'll set you up. Now you got nothing but judges to just rubber stamp everything the FBI does without even questioning it. All the FISA court who authorized the dossier against Trump or the Trump be spied on during that time. This is just a joke. Everything the whole justice system is a joke. And they want to accuse Putin of fascism. They want to accuse Trump of being a fascist. This is what fascists, you're doing what fascists do, because that's what they do. They project. They just project onto us the things that they're already doing and rely on the nitbobs and on the media to just help them cover it up. That's what they do constantly. They know they got their buddies in the media that would just repeat what they say without question. Oh, this was likely Russian misinformation of Hunter Biden's laptop, so we're not going to show it to you.
Yeah. Like I said, and the sad part about it, these people are doing all this stuff now. Wait till they get the people totally subjugated. These people are going to be ruthless. You're going back to the time that existed before Christ came on the scene and humiliated the hearts of these hard-hearted kings with his presence, with his word, with his gospel. And you are voluntarily rejecting all that for some stuff, for your pride, for your name to be held high above men. Oh, you're sick. You're sick, bro. You're a sick puppy. Sin sick.
Yeah. And again, you got the Uniparty that just politely goes along with it because it's just going to be Trump. It won't be us. It'll just be Trump. Yeah. I guess with a guy named Johnson in the Speaker of the House. I guess it won't be you because you've proven you'll never be enough of a threat to them for them to bother you.
That's right.
Or Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell. You guys will never be enough of a threat for them to really go after you like that. You're just puppets to them, so they'll leave you alone. Unfortunately, they're ruining the country. But I guess the country just don't mean a whole lot to you. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, me personally, the country's gone. I mean, short of God's intervention and my inability to see what his intentions are for the prayers of the praying saints who have been praying for this country, he could turn it around in a twinkling of an eye. I don't know, but just from where I'm standing, it doesn't look good for the home team. We got too many people on the inside working against us. They don't care. They really don't care.
There's not enough good people on the outside. They've so divided us in this country, which is the main point. They divide us. I constantly say this. We were more united during the Civil War as a country than we are now. Morally, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between the North and the South, minus slavery. Everything else, they pretty much agreed on. Now, that's totally, solely not the case. I say the North and the South, it's really the big cities because the big cities hold, the big cities hold New York State hostage. The big city holds Illinois hostage. The big city holds Washington State hostage to liberalism.
Right.
Look at the calories that I'm sure you've seen the map. Everything else is red.
Yep. You're right, brother. Again, we are where we are. It is what it is. Everybody's going to get tested. This is not a game. This is real life. These people are really playing for keeps. These people, they've got a death lust on them. It doesn't look like they can shake it, or they want to shake it.
And you keep asking the question, to what end, why do you want to do this? And it makes no logical sense other than it's supernatural. I mean, it's supernatural for these people to want the destruction of what has been successful, to want to trans children, to want to emasculate men and reduce the population down to nothing. Why would you want to do these things?
Well, they can't help themselves, and we won't help ourselves, so it doesn't look good for the home team, short of his grace and mercy. Brother, look, we're up against the clock, man. We appreciate you. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, the weekend is here, and you're headed down South 49 there to Richland, Mississippi, while you're headed through Richland. Stop by Tom's Fried Pies, folks. I got a text and a picture from someone was down there earlier today picking up some Tom's Fried Pies. Put it on your to-do list. Make sure you stop by there. And, you know, we're advising people to get more than one pie. You will be thanking me for it. And, man, he was right. I need one more pie. One more last time. Tom's Fried Pies, located south on Highway 49 South. When you see the Kroger's there in Richland, cross from the Walmart. Well, it's on the same side as Kroger's. But further down at the red light there, there's a Walgreens right across from the Walgreens. Same side is Tom's Fried Pies. Stop by there. The crack staff will take good care of you. Get your pies fresh out the hot grease. Or they got some there already prepared, ready to roll out. Those are the ones I get, because you get it out that grease, man, it might be Tuesday before you can eat that pie. That pie be hot, but it's good. And if you get more than one, you can always put it in the air dryer, and it tastes just like it came fresh from Tom's Fried Pies. They're good. They are as good as I tell you they are. Nobody has called me and said, man, you misled me. Master D might do it after you eat about 8 of them, pass out in the parking lot from sugar. But the bottom line is, it is a good pie. I kid you not. And while you're down there, get a chance, play some checkers with your friend. And if you see a man sitting there at the checker table with a Burger King crown on his head, that would be Tom. He's king of checkers. He has no losses, according to him. And, of course, I was unable to beat the king of checkers. But it was a good game. I gave him a run for his money. Will you do the same? Meet Tom while you're at Tom's Fried Pies. Great folks. And I tell you what. He was talking about at one point getting a pie wagon, you know, where they can go around, a mobile Tom's Fried Pies. I don't know how far along he is on that, but it's going to be welcome wherever you see the Tom's Fried Pies emblem. So check it out today. All right, folks, we've crattled out for you for the last couple of days the attempts to lie on President Trump, the man they say he's done so much wrong, but they can't find anything. And they've got all the investigative agencies of every country in the world helping them. We find out that the CIA lied on him. The CIA set him up. The FBI set him up. The Joint Chiefs of Staff set him up. The military, DOD, FISA, NSA, everybody. And he's still standing. And you're trying to question. I mean, even who was that lady in the Bible? Oh, I done heard about your God. You ain't got, and you're supposed to be a follower of Christ. Man, boy, y'all talking about sketchy. You are dusty, bro. You're dusty. Like I said, I can understand you don't like the man for whatever reason, but now come on, man. What a brother got to do? Who do we need to say to convince you that the power of God Almighty is holding this man up? Because you done tried everything you can think of. You've consorted with, conspired with, everybody you can think of, and he's still standing. in the evil hands, which is the prayer that I pray for him. Lord, stay the hands of these evildoers and reveal their hands who are moving against this man. And look at their hands being revealed. And you still, you're like Pharaoh. Oh, man, them locusts wasn't nothing. What else you got? Keep on. You're going to learn the hard way that the God I serve is able. So he's going to be okay even in the New York case. 2 weeks into the trial, they still hadn't told him what crime he's covering up. So it's almost like a dinner theater trial they got going on there. They got the jurors hanging on, hearing all this evidence to prejudice the man. And they say at the end of the trial, see, he's guilty of this. Well, in their mind, he's already guilty of all the other stuff. Folks, who does that but Satan and followers of Satan? I don't understand it. But anyway, we will see. He's still going to get elected president. And they're still going to try to undermine him. But he did a lot of good the first time around, and he had all that opposition. I think he'll do even greater things because the God that sent him on this mission is able to sustain him. So through God Almighty's power, he's going to be better than he was the first time around. And then all those who ask, what has he done? What has he done for me? He can't do anything for you because you're happy with nothing. So there's nothing he can do for you. But for those of us who love freedom and love the Lord, he's our huckleberry. We go to the wall for the dime, bro. All right. So now you've seen that. Now we've seen the evidence that is, I mean, it's clear as day. From Russian collusion to the Ukrainian thing. And now they're talking about committing Europe to war with Ukraine, committing America to war, war with Russia and Ukraine. And you still want to support these people. Bruh, a little self-reflection here. Is it asking too much for you to just say, hey, man, what's wrong with me? Lay yourself down on the couch and say, what's wrong with me? Because that's what I'm saying. What's wrong with you? But also, Medicaid expansion looked like it has died for this year. Democrats helped secure the defeat of that Medicaid expansion because they did not they did not want a work requirement on the bill. I was listening to Rush Latino this morning on Clay's show being interviewed about it. And so we've dodged the bullet for another 4 years. One of the things that was pointed out and has been pointed out before in his other articles, and I would commend to you Magnolia Tribune to the, you guys need to bookmark that. They do have some good reporting. Rush is an excellent analyst when it comes to deciphering issues and breaking them down. Very articulate, very well written. He points out that the Obama Exchange already has a program in place to handle those people who exist 138% above the poverty level, but who work and don't have insurance. There's already an insurance program that they can access if they want it. And so they are not without, when they say these people are without insurance, that's not true. The proponents of the expansion just want them to have this particular type Medicaid expansion insurance because this is what they want. Once again, we have another example of the left not doing anything. They're not necessarily doing anything that's best for anybody. It's just what they want to have done. This is why I'm of the mindset, no, these people need to hear no more and more and more. The more they hear no, the better the society is going to be. Because if Medicaid were to take over that part of Obamacare that insures people who exist at 100 to 138% of the poverty level in terms of their income, and the federal government is handling it now, and then we take it on as a state expense, let's say it costs $1 billion a year. Well, the state has to put up 10% of that. They say there's 78,000 people who fall into that category of being 100 to 138% above the poverty level. in their income that would qualify for the new Medicaid expansion. But again, they already have it under Obamacare. So out of that $1 billion, if it costs $1 billion to insure those 78,000, every year the people of Mississippi got to come up with $100 million, 10%. We don't have it. But because these people want to win for the sake of getting a win, they don't care. But the money comes from all of us. But these legislators who apportion this, if we go up on their costs, what do? They just increase the amount of money they get on their per diem. They increase the amount of money they get as a salary. You and I can't do that. That's why it's opposed. All they want is control. All they want to do is ensnare more people so that people would have to vote for them next time around to maintain the Medicaid expansion insurance that they have when they already had it. It's just that now the legislators can use that as a cudgel, as a sledgehammer against the rest of us to fork over more money every year that we don't have, taking money off our tables and out of our pocket for the benefit of people who already had insurance through the Obama exchange. The evil doesn't stop with those folks. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Friday. The final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. Play that clip for us on the brother explaining, you know what I'm talking about, as we go out the door here. But no, folks, I'm telling you, just as Trump has shown us and as he has demonstrated, if we would just stand. I was telling you earlier about it, it looked like it's over for the U.S. of A. in terms of the country we grew up in, were born into. It's not over for the plans God has for us in this country. It's just that the way of life that we grew accustomed to and loved, they are just dismantling. They don't care. And yet they're asking us to pay for everything, and we're going along with it because we're trying to be reasonable. I'm not interested in being reasonable. I'm ready to show my red baboon booty. Booty. I'm done with it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We don't have anything to apologize for or try to explain. Okay? It's time for us to start flexing a little bit. Throwing some sharp elbows up under the basket. You have it? Okay. Okay. Throwing some sharp elbows up under the basket. We have everything to lose. They have everything to gain. And they're not even interested in doing right. They don't even look out for the kids. Anti-life, anti-God. Nothing they do promotes life. They want you to have every option in the world to kill a child. But schooling your child, educating your child, no. Only their way. If you notice, that's the constant theme. You got to do everything their way. No mas. No mas. So what we're going to do is take a quick break. We'll be coming back in about 8 minutes. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club will begin in earnest in a 53 minutes. Be ye ready. Because, again, this is a public service announcement. That we live in an area that's controlled demographically and politically by Democrats, in particular the Democrat head. You know, I had someone who got a little upset with me about saying Democrats. Look, here's the deal. I cannot allow, I understand your sensitivity, but we can't allow you to demand everything of everybody else. People got to call you by your proper pronoun. They got to do this. They've got to do that. And yet, we can't call you what we're seeing based on what you're doing. We can't make any comment. That's not going to work. It's not going to work with me. And what I've noticed, I had some conversations today, and it was very meaningful conversation, very, very deep. A lot of good information was passed. But what I have realized, that there is a certain demographic in the community that has a problem with what I say about Democrats. And I understand that. I really do. particularly black Democrats. But they also know that they're part of my generation for the most part. And here's what I would say, guys. So everything that you and I have done over the last 40, 50 years is not subject to commentary or review. That's what you're trying to tell me? Because that's unacceptable. You have to walk another way. You got to walk a different way. I'm not accepting that. I got a little bit of, I think it's this button up here, whatever. Let's see. Yeah, it's a lot better. A little better. Yeah. Checking my connections here. Okay. Could be a little crisper, but whatever. This is what I would say to you guys. Look, I'm sorry. Serious times require serious action.
Yes, ma'am.
Things are not right. Our systems are not balanced in our community. And you and I have had something to do with us being at the point where we are. And I can't accept the fact that you can't accept what I'm saying because I'm saying it and you feel like you're being put down. Anytime somebody looks at your track record, asks for a scorecard, a progress report, you want to throw that back, I'm sorry. You just have to be upset. I just won't get your vote. I can't depend on you. I understand that. But we're still not going to let you continue doing what you're doing, unchallenged. And the main reason why is, look at how much resources that are being wasted, lives that are being lost and wasted, kids' futures who are being destroyed because you don't want to be offended. You don't like what somebody's saying to you, and you're barking out demands at everybody else. Hoss, I'm telling you, let me assure you, what you're talking and what you're promoting and what you have is not a hunting dog. You can't get there from here. Now, you're going to have to show cause and explain to me and everyone else who wants to hear why we're in the condition that we're in as a community, black or white, general or whatever. Because you've been having your way all these years and you're telling us that we can't say anything to you, a lie. That's what I'm saying. I'm that guy. I'm going to say it to you. Now, I believe what the real truth is that this ecosystem, which you've done pretty good for yourself, which is under no problem with that. You don't want to change because you're doing good. And you have others saying, man, this you standing on my toe, dog. I mean, you grinding on my leg, man. And you're telling me we got to live with it. Or you're going to forever brand us a racist, or Uncle Tom, or what? Dude, I don't care. You're going to have to stop. You got to go a different way. The essence of everything you hear me talk about here on the radio and what I may do if I were to become leader of this pile, and that is, I think more people can eat than are presently eating right now. And you're saying, no, we don't need to worry about that. I'm saying, no, who are you? Let's go to my good friend all the way from Chattanooga. Chattanooga choo-choo. Hey, Carol.
Kim.
Carol, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kim. Can we pivot for one
brief good
minute to talk about something other than Trump?
Whew, it's going to be hard, but we're going to sacrifice for you, my friend.
For me, please do so.
Yeah.
Kim, now you're in real estate, right?
Correct.
And you have been showing a lot of interest in purchasing properties in South Jackson and the Jackson area, right?
Anywhere there's an opportunity, but yes, to your point, yes.
Well, would you not be interested, Kim, in buying the property that's going to be for sale where Ronnie Crudup's church is there on Ellis Avenue?
No.
You don't see potential in that property, Kim?
Not as it presently, I don't see how I can make it work. I could use a nice 10,000 square foot building, where I could make space available to restore old cars, that somebody rent out some slots for that. But that building there is too rambling. This is what I say to the pastors, to the folks out there who buy those big buildings thinking they're going to have a big church in it, all that kind of stuff. Those buildings aren't made for that. Those buildings aren't made to last like that. But go ahead to your other question.
But, Kim, what about turning it into retail or apartments?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that could be done if Benny Thompson wasn't so selfish. He could tell Reverend Crudup, one of his close friends and supporters, how to access all that Homeland Security money that they're using to house all these illegals they're bringing into the country. But that is a connection you can only have if you are a top Democrat donor. And obviously, Mr. Crudup is not in that league because, you know, all these people are bringing across the border, the charities and NGOs are housing them somewhere. But, yeah, it could be used for that. Even that wouldn't last long because they're going to tear it up. But for the right now, you can make enough money to pay that thing off, at least come out of the hole on it.
So you're saying that it's nothing that you would consider, but you do see a little bit of potential, but just not for you, right?
Well, here's the deal, and this is part of the thing that I'm talking about as a candidate to be, and that would be, it's not that we don't have a lot of, and that's one of the things I do want to do. I want all our assets to start performing. I see this as an Esau Jacob type situation. Our community has to start adding value to those things that we've been entrusted with. And Reverend Crudup's church is one of those things, one of those assets that we could add value to. The problem that we have, we need to couple that asset with better behavior on the part of our community in terms of how we interact with one another and how we respect the commonplaces of our lives. At this point here, people don't want to be around our kids. Our kids are a mercurial. They're subject to outbursts. They're subject to go off and ride and burn down everything. And that uncertainty is causing businesses to say, you know what, it's just not worth the risk. We could be doing well for years, 5 or 10 years, and then overnight somebody get hurt on the parking lot and they burn the whole dang neighborhood down. That's hurting us, that image or the possibility.
One avoidance, since you want to say it, people don't want to be around y'all's kids, I don't agree with that because I live in a large, very diversified apartment complex, and I love my little neighbor kids. They're all, but anyway.
How old are they?
They range from birth to my age.
Well, those ain't kids there. Those are.
I mean, kids.
Great
students. Some college students.
Okay.
But, Kim, if that's your reason for maybe not being interested in it, what about for a senior living where people that are still, I'm elderly. I'll soon be 75.
Oh, you young girl. What's your name here?
So what would you not consider it for a place for still mobile but yet single or even elderly married couples? Then you would eliminate that thread of kids destroying it, which is not always true, Kim. But
it's true enough to make people pause. That's the thing.
Then about elderly then.
How about a prison?
Oh, come on, Kim.
High security?
I'm asking you a serious question because of your professionalism in real estate.
Well, here's the deal on the adult facilities, as it were. Some of the schools will lend themselves to that now because you have to have the not the fire extinguishers. What is it? The water, the pipes that go across the ceilings. You know, when the sprinkler systems. Yeah, you have to have sprinkler systems and things like that in there. To modify that, put the proper plumbing in, which I guess you could put the plumbing above ground on the concrete and put a raised floor on there. You could do that. But that's a lot of retrofitting for that. And again, because of the makeup on that, the heating and cooling, you couldn't necessarily heat and cool the individual units like you need to. I guess you could put a window unit in there and just enclose. It could be done, but that would be a lot of expense. It would be simpler just to put some metal hooks in the ground where you can put some ball and chains in there and just use it as a holding facility.
All right, Kim, I see you want a joke.
No, I'm serious. Look, there's a need for this, Carol. We got a lot of people who don't understand the program who need to be spoken to very slowly, and while they're doing their time, you can explain the program to them.
Well, on a second note, and then I'll hang up, I noticed that President Biden has posthumously awarded Megger, what is it called, Kim, the Medal of Freedom?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Yeah. I saw him.
I only wish Charles was here to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Kim, thanks for taking my call and have a good weekend, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Always good to hear from you. And say hello to those little babies.
Bye-bye.
Bye. No, really, if seriously, for the first 4 years and the next 4 years, if we would just concentrate on behavior, there is money in changing our behavior. There is money and dollars associated with how we conduct ourselves. Say what you will, the insurance companies aren't crazy. Out there in California, insurance companies are pulling out of certain neighborhoods in anticipation of the elections coming up here because they figure there's going to be some rioting going on. Statistically, their models are showing we got a good chance of taking some losses over here. We in the community, we seem to be oblivious to the fact that there's a marketplace out there that's also judging us. What we call racism ain't necessarily racism. It's the marketplace saying, hey, you don't want to be here when the lights go down. What blacks call sundown town, the business community, insurance community, see the same thing with the possibility of losing everything. You can see a business that was probably operating in the black, but because of the wild card of violence taking place on their property, they decide to get the heck out of Dodge while they can before they get a big premise liability lawsuit against them. This goes back to that behavior, goes back to what I was talking about, having the teachers have an absolute control over their classroom. As trite as that might seem, those people who have lived a long time understand the importance of proper behavior. As I told you on yesterday, you grew up on the farms. You knew your dad would not tolerate him having to lose time trying to get that crop in the field or out of the field because he got to deal with you acting a fool. Well, that's what the teachers have to do. They have to deal with your child acting a fool because they can't get them out of the classroom, so you got 25 kids not getting the lesson that's needed as opposed to let's get rid of the one and save the 24. We didn't used to think like that, but now everything is so much about adults. Adults are so selfish. We used to sacrifice for our kids, even kids we didn't know. Now you hear representatives tell you that you can have 1,000 ways to kill the child in your womb, but only one way to get them in front of a school teacher or a school teacher in front of them, and that's through public schools. And the issue wouldn't even be an issue with public schools if the public schools were producing a product that the child benefited from and society wanted. And then when you say something about it, then, oh, now you're attacking public schools. Wait a minute. You see this line of arguments that they keep presenting? We can't get anything fixed, anything done, because you first got to deal with this argument. I deal with donut head like this all the time. This boy is not capable of doing anything constructive because you got to argue with him about how black he is. You going to be that same color, bro? Our number, 601, is 879-0002. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, it is Friday. Hey, I hope you've been checking out the Two Gun Tactical page on Facebook, watching the progress of the new store. Man, they're putting up the shelves. Things are looking good over there. TwoGunTactical.com. We encourage you to check out the website for classes, training times, and we also want to remind you to get the gift certificate for Mother's Day coming up there. Get mom the gift of gun training, gun services, ammo, purchasing a new firearm. Your daughter, your loved one, we encourage you to get the gift certificate, folks, that will be good year-round and whenever they want to use it. TwoGunTactical.com. Before we get to Chris, here's the deal, folks. One of the things that I'll be talking about on the trail, and that is what we're ascribing to be racism or somebody not liking it, it is the marketplace. Think about the city of Canton. I'm using that as an example again. You got $3 billion Nissan investment, $10 billion Amazon investment. Now, don't you think the very blacks who are mad at me, the professional blacks, many of them who are professionals, they're mad at me because of my stance. And I understand. But you want to be mad at me. You don't want anybody to say anything to you about the last 40 years and what we find, where we find ourselves. But I ask you the question. With $13 billion invested on the doorsteps of Canton, and Canton still has underperforming schools, doesn't have a black Wall Street, you don't think that that requires us to sit down and ask, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? So you want us to go another 60 years doing the same, because you know why? In their ecosystem, life is good. They're the prototype Negroes. Everything is good. I told you that one relationship that Mayor Truly had with the NAACP and the NAACP's hostility towards anything other than public schools is killing the economic, it's killing a $13 billion investment. Damn, what do we want, black folks? What is it we're trying to do? The Mississippi Development Authority will tell you, businesses will tell you, headhunters will tell you, people want good schools. And we are hell-bent on not providing that because of the relationships of a few blacks in my age group who have relationships with these venerable civil rights organizations and others who don't want anything other than public schools. And we're not against public schools. We're just not getting the services and the quality of education we want. We can't even get that addressed because you got a few blacks who don't want to be inconvenienced with how they make their money. Brother Truly doing good. He earned it. He worked, went to med school and he earned it. Ain't like he's getting a handout. But when you try to get the brother, hey man, look, you need to tell the NAACP, hey man, we need to turn this $13 billion over 10 times. And y'all get mad at me for pointing this out. And I'm saying we are in a rut. White folks, there's a group of folks right now up there providing housing for the workers coming in to work on the Amazon plant. Black folks could get on that. There was a couple of blacks in the meeting. Could get in on that stuff. We so busy being angry, trying to Z somebody out. We're not going to do that. With me, you know, we're not going to do that. We're going to do business. We ain't going to do Negro business. Ain't going to do white business. We're going to do business, not business. This is just a waste of resources and time. I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to be sensitive to the fact that, well, I don't feel good about what you're saying. And I don't feel good about the fact that we got all these underperforming city services because you don't want to take your job serious. The bottom line is, folks, I'm that guy. That's why I said before, I don't have to win. They have to defend. The very middle-class blacks who don't like my message, I want you to say my whole name when you tell people about me and tell them what a bad guy I am and that I like Donald Trump and I'm a conservative. Tell them everything. I don't care. Because I'm going to point them back to the fact that you don't want nobody else to eat but you. We could, through a rule change by people who are all black in Jackson Public Schools, giving the teacher sole authority of who gets to sit in that classroom. It don't require the governor, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, anybody. We won't do it. Just like we won't do it up in Canton. And businesses move all around us. And then we say it's racism. No, it ain't. What is happening with the NAACP and their hostile stance against anything other than public schools ain't no different than separate but equal. It's redlining. You denying people access to a certain service, a certain portion of the community, of the economy. You're denying generational wealth. When Benny Thompson signs off on all those housing bills and then won't allow people to build houses up in the Delta unless they take on one of his boys. He's been up there 30 years. We talk about generational wealth. If he had to let those housing projects go up, those housing projects to build communities go up, you got people who would be paying off, making their last note this year, building generational wealth. What is the difference between that and redlining? See, y'all keep excusing these folks, and I'm saying, man, I don't want to live like this. And then you're going to roll up on me? I'm that guy. You got the right one with me. Because you think you're going to withhold your vote for me? Like I said, do it. But I promise you, if I get in there and you blacks who don't want to work with me with your professional services, guess what? White boy Bob, what you doing, man? Let me holler at you a minute. And then when we get things working and fixed, you're going to be standing around there and everybody going to know that you were the problem. So as I said, I ain't got to win. You got to defend. Let's go to Chris. What you say, brother man? Appreciate you holding.
But not much, brother. How are you this evening?
All is well for the strong man.
Yeah, I know. It always is. Always is. Hey, that building she was talking about, where is that located at?
Corner, the old Sack and Save on the corner, on Ellis and I-20.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, they just put that up at Pearl at Ellis and 80. You know, they tore the one old motel down, but the one behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's historical, because it's back in the sand and sand days, or sand lot, whatever, down in Jackson. But, and that's what that is. It's single units,
mm-hmm.
maybe one or two for elderly people to move in.
Right. Well, there's
and,
a... Yeah.
You know, and they went there and spent a lot of money. It should have just been tore down and built something new. But, you know, being historical. But, I mean, I don't know if you've been by over there and checked. See, next time you're over in that area, just whoop up in there and look.
I know you're talking about further down on Highway 80. Further down?
Right.
Yeah. Because they used to have...
Right before you get to those Sony's and Bonsai, I mean, what was it? State restaurant.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Ponderosa.
You're talking about the Holiday Inn?
Yeah, the old Holiday Inn. Well, I can't remember if it was the Holiday Inn. But the one in front of it was the Ramada, the one they tore down.
Yeah, they tore down the Ramada.
The Shell Station.
The Holiday...
Yeah, that is a...
The Holiday...
Yes.
The Holiday Inn was up on the hill.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the one.
Well, you know, for years, even before, they were trying to do that years ago, and the community didn't want that. See, this is the whole thing about economic development. People just have to be, you have to sit down and explain it to them, because they think, too many people think everything is just another program. Everything, if it ain't a grant, if it ain't a program, it ain't real. No, some of it is just common sense. Stop doing the stupid stuff.
Well, it's like all the old motels, like the ones on 55 and the one across, there's one across the road. You know, people live there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what they pay weekly or daily. You know, it's a lot of the homes. Like you were talking about building, when they did go in there and build those up for them, they go in there and destroy them when HUD come through.
Right.
People couldn't afford those houses. When the Fannie Mae and all that, and Fannie Mae, you know, was put in there, you know, people was going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand about houses, but if you can't afford that, and then there was a lot of them going there just destroying those houses.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew somebody that was in that business and was talking, I ain't going to say the subdivision, but said they was getting them in the houses, and they would go in there, and if it had a fireplace, they would tear the wood out of the wall to burn the fireplace. And they started boarding them up. I mean, it's just like, you know, some people are going to take care of it, appreciate it. Some of them ain't because they think they owed it.
Well, and see, that would be part of my approach, is that we have to have a pecking order to this thing. We, the taxpayers, making a lot of resources available to keep people from hitting rock bottom. And then we got people who got a real funky attitude about, hey, it ain't no big deal. I'll get another one. I'll get in another line. No. You're going to get, if we help you, you mess this up. You'll just be sleeping under the stars. Because right now, the only people getting punished are the people who are doing it right. No.
And that, yeah, they get in my back pocket. I mean, I want to take care of mine. And that's what people don't understand. A lot of these illegals they're bringing over, we're starting to get the riffraff over here. And they're being told how to work the system. To vote Democrat, and we're going to give you all this free stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of them, they come over here and they don't, you know, they're living better and getting by. And that's right now, five or six families in one household.
Right.
And they're living like kings. I mean, they know how to make some red beans and rice. Because like I said, I got a couple of amigos, and they bring chicken feet and liver and stuff off spaghetti. And I'll sit there and eat with them. Because they look at me like, man, that's a... man, I'll eat anything.
Pretty much.
Seasoned right. I'm not going to go hungry. Trust me. And I'm real good buddies. I mean, and they're trying. But, and that's what I tell them, you know. I tell them, I'm upset they're over here on my dime going taking the kids up there to get the free health care. But you can't blame them. You can't blame them. That's what I tell them. You know, these contractors ain't paying you nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all the one that's screwing it up.
Well,
but, you know, it is what it is.
We are where we are. It is what it is. Brother, we also at a break. Got to go. Got to go.
All right, brother. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, want to remind you, Two Gun Tactical, this weekend, if you want to do some gun shooting, this is a great time to do it, get to the range. And also, if you're out furniture shopping, don't forget Lewis Furniture Store and Mattress Gallery in Clinton, Mississippi, stands at the ready to help you with all your furniture need, any room of the house or the patio. Check it out today. Located in Clinton on Highway 80, right next to Nukes. All right, folks, we've been discussing the housing, land, and real estate is going to be an integral part of the approach to getting Jackson back on his feet. There is a bubble of cash in the housing stock in Jackson, not just in Jackson, in many urban areas throughout the country. We just have to add value to it. Part of the value is us changing our attitude and behavior. And this ain't going to be for everybody. I'm not doing Red Rover, everybody come over, vote for me, yada, yada, yada. No. I want those people who want to see Jackson do better. Because there's some folks out there who really don't care. There's some people out there who make money off the present setup, so they don't care from that standpoint. I cannot expect the vote of somebody who's content living with the potholes and the poor delivery of services. I'm not even going for their vote. 50 plus one, I may not get it. But if you want to do better, we're going to have a pecking order to how this is done. And through hard work, for the first 4 years, the money that Jackson's going to save from stop doing the stupid stuff is going to be used to buy equipment, to fix our streets, to work on the infrastructure. We're going to move some job titles around or some job slots around from the wage standpoint and get people out here cleaning this city up. Crime is not the biggest problem. Trash is. And the trash is represented in the physical trash and the poverty of the spirit that's putting that trash down there. And once we raise our self-esteem from actually accomplishing things that normal people have been doing since time immemorial, we go back to those things. And once we see that we're capable of doing those things, we're going to be emboldened. Other people are going to want to sow into our lives. We won't have to go with our hat in our hand begging, talking about what somebody owes us. We're going to be able to stand with our shoulders square and our chest out like men and women in the marketplace of ideas. We won't be hobos. I ain't for that, dog. We need some men. Let's go to who? Here's the thing, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade.
What up?
My question of the day is, what is the most important issue facing the state of Mississippi? What would you say the most important issue of our day facing the state of Mississippi?
The intransigence, the unwillingness of people like yourself to work with people in a meaningful way, honestly. You're so duplicitous. Your sole goal and aim seems to me, from my vantage point, and I could be wrong on this, but what are the chances of that, huh? But I could be wrong on this, but you guys don't seem to want to fix anything. You just want to control people. You just want your way. You don't want anything to necessarily work. You just want your way. You're like a petulant child.
Well, question number two, this is a Republican-controlled state, am I correct?
Okay, go ahead with your point.
Okay, if the Republicans control the legislature, then how are Democrats being obstructionist or holding back the legislature from moving forward with their agenda?
Well, what difference if you pass a law if you guys don't obey anything? You don't respect the common areas of our life, the things that used to hem us in and keep us in good stead with God and with humanity and with the systems of life. You don't do any of those things. You're out here killing babies. You won't let folks get an education. You destroy everything that's nice because you want to show everybody how compassionate you are. And compassion is not giving everybody everything they want. It's giving the people the things they need to be independent of you giving them anything.
Okay. And, well, point number three, it would appear, would you say that the legislature has been a good steward of our resources?
Who has been a good steward?
The legislature. Have they been good stewards of our resources?
In many cases, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You would say so.
They are failing on the social issues as far as I'm concerned. The social issues will tie back to even a more prosperous economy, but in terms of trying to get our kids educated so they will be better socialized for the benefit of the rest of society, I think they've been pretty proactive in that area.
Okay, well, I guess my next point is very simply this, Mr. Wade.
So what?
Our state is next to last in every category.
You know why, right?
But yet you seem to be very content with the status quo, and you reelect the same folks to go back and do the same thing over and over again. Now, I think the biggest issue I heard here in the last week was they were working on a safe bill to keep transgender people from using the wrong bathroom or what have you. But I thought we already had a law on the books that says a man can't, you know, well, let's just say this. If a man walks into a lady's bathroom, is that not a crime? And tries to, you know, use the bathroom in the ladies' bathroom, isn't that a crime?
What difference does it make if you DAs, if your DAs won't prosecute it, brother?
In other words, listen.
There's a lot of things that are a crime. There's a lot of things you just shouldn't do. You guys don't respect any of that anymore in large numbers, and it's very, very disappointing, disconcerting. And I wonder, why are you like that, bro?
But my point is this, Mr. Wade. See, everybody wants power, Mr. Wade, and we'll take these extraneous, these crazy, harebrained issues, and we're going to say, well, this is the pervasive issue of our day today is transgenders. And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? We got men out here, heterosexual men out here raping and killing women on a daily basis, and we think this is the most pervasive issue. We have
a candidate for president.
Look, can I say one thing here? We have a candidate for president who, on a hot mic, says that he can walk up and grab a woman's private parts without permission. And he has the right to do it because he is powerful, because he is a one percenter.
Sir, go ahead, caller. Bobcat.
Yeah, this is Bobcat. I'm just curious. Kim asked you a question a while ago, and you immediately ignored it and transitioned to something else like you always do. He asked you, do you know why Mississippi is next to last in everything? And you refused to answer it. I would like for you to answer that question.
No, okay, well, you want me to answer it. I'm going to answer it for you. Do you know why? And I'm going to tell you why. Because we have people in our legislature. These are legislators who continue to funnel money to the one percenters in the state, to big business, but yet they don't believe in investing in their people. What they do is they constantly, the corruption, Mississippi, let's just face it, folks, there's no different than most state governments. A lot of corruption, folks. A lot of money.
You're wrong with your answer. The answer is one in four Mississippians live in Benny Thompson's district. That's what's wrong with the state of Mississippi. Now, you're also talking about the state legislature. This is only the 13th year since Reconstruction, since the new Constitution, et cetera, that we've had a Republican Speaker of the House. How do you erase 100 years of corruption in 13 years? Tell me how it's done.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
No. You said this was a super red majority state, and quite frankly, Delbert Hoosman is a Democrat. So how is it a super Republican majority state?
So So what you're telling me is that we reelected Delbert Hoseman, who is a Democrat.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, therein lies your issue. You guys, and I'll give you a prime example. It's no different than on the national level. You have
30 seconds.
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is an obstructionist, who will not allow
Sir, enough of the buzzword. If you have anything meaningful to say, substantive.
Yes.
Listen, we got to take a break. You can sit on the other side. We'll be right back. All right. Here's the thing, John.
Let me wrap this up for you, Mr. Wade.
Please.
And I ask you those questions for a reason. What I want you guys to understand is before there was a Benny Thompson and there was a district for Benny Thompson to, as you would say, control or lord over, Mississippi was still last. We were still last.
John, I want you to do this for me on next Monday, okay? I'm giving you a homework assignment. Explain to me why the city of Canton has not prospered more from all the billions of dollars invested on their doorstep. I mean, I want you to be dispassionate about it. I want to be political. Just give me your honest assessment.
I've seen Canton grow. Mr. Wade, I have seen Canton
But we're talking $13 billion, sir. That's a lot of money. In other words, I want you to tell me that and then tell me what is your formula for growing the urban community or any community that has large populations of Democrats. Explain that to me on Monday.
Mr. Wade, that's the thing. You keep trying to break it down into Democrats and Republicans or how to grow it. Economies grow
based on you have a problem that you don't want to acknowledge, okay?
No,
you don't know what the hell you're doing when it comes to building the community. That's why you don't live in a Democrat-controlled area, sir.
Okay, so again, here we go again. So what is a Democrat-controlled area? Give me a definition of that.
It's called, in most cases, it's going to be an area of high crime, poverty, hopelessness, godlessness, in too many instances. Everybody loves God, but you can't see any evidence of it in the surroundings there. You can't see the fruit.
Okay, so basically, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that
and you understand
areas are
it
poor
too.
Areas. You're saying the Democrat areas are poor.
And they're poor because of the Democrat ideals. The crap doesn't work.
Oh, so what I'm going to ask you is this. So there are no poor Republicans?
Yes. They're being held down by you people.
So basically what you're
The state of Mississippi would be number one in everything but for foot draggers like yourself. Look, we've got to go. That's your homework assignment. I want you to be ready and prepared with your pencil sharpened on Monday. You can call Donut Head. He can help you. Well, don't do that. Anyway, let's take a break. Before we get out of here, I want you to listen to this clip. We'll be playing this more and more going throughout. Oh, I guess not. Anyway, my crack producer couldn't put the crack down pipe down fast enough. But anyway, here's the thing, John. Seriously, why isn't Canton prospering like Gluckstadt? You ain't got to be offended. Just answer the question. See, that's the problem. We can't solve anything because they won't let you address anything because they're hiding their incompetence and forcing everybody to let them be kings for the day forever. No, I'm breaking it up at the door. You got the right one, baby. Radio Strongman. May 9th, 6:30, 110 South Street.